Hello, family of Grace. Welcome to another episode of Daily Grace with Alan Wonder Chapter Edition. Today's Wonder Chapter is Nehemiah Chapter 9. And initially, let's start off with a word of prayer. Almighty, loving God, one, thank you for this wonderful day. One, thank you for the gift of life. One, thank you for the gift of provision. One, thank you for always being there for us, Father, where we have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, in our words, in what we have done and what we have failed to do. Father, may you please forgive us. May you continue blessing us. Bless our hands. Bless the works of our hands, O Lord. We pray for all those who are sick, all those who are in pain, that Father, may you heal them and may you give them hope. We pray all this believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. And without wasting time, let's go straight to Nehemiah chapter 9. The Israelites confess their sins. On the 24th day of the same month, the Israelites gathered together, fasting and wearing sackcloth and putting dust on their head. Those of Israelite descent had separated themselves from all foreigners. They stood in their places and confessed their sins and the sins of their ancestors. They stood where they were and read from the book of the law of the Lord their God for a quarter of the day and spent another quarter in confession and in worshipping their Lord. Standing on the stairs of the Levites were Jehesh, Bani, Kadmiel, Shebaniah, Buni, Sherebiah, Bani, and Kenani. They cried out to the Lord with loud voices to the Lord their God. And the Levites, Jeshua, Kadmiel, Bani, Hashbaneni, Sherebiah, Hodiah, Shabaniah, and Pethathiah said, "Stand up and praise the Lord your God, who is from everlasting to everlasting. Blessed be your glorious name, and may it be exalted above all blessing and praise. You alone, O Lord, you made the heavens, even the highest heavens, and all the starry host, the earth and all that is on it, the seas and all that is in them. You give life to everything, and the multitudes of heaven worship you. You are the Lord God who chose Abram and brought him out of Ur of the Chaldeans and named him Abraham. You found his heart faithful to you, and you made a covenant with him to give his descendants the land of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Jebusites, and the Girgashites. And you have kept your promise because you are righteous. You saw the suffering of our ancestors in Egypt. You heard their cry at the Red Sea. You sent signs and wonders against Pharaoh, against all his officials and the people of his land. You knew how arrogantly the Egyptians treated them. You made a name for yourself, which remains to this day. You divided the sea before them so that they passed through it on dry ground, but you hurled their pursuers into the depth like a stone into mighty waters. By day you led them with a pillar of cloud, and by night with a pillar of fire, to give them light on their way that you took them. You came down on Mount Sinai. You spoke to them from heaven. You gave them regulations and laws and decrees and commands that are good. You made them known to them your holy Sabbath and gave them commands, decrees, laws through your servant Moses. In their hunger you gave them their bread from heaven, and in their thirst you brought them water from the rock. You told them to go in and take possession of the land you had sworn with uplifted hand to give them. But they, our ancestors, became arrogant and stiff-necked, and they did not obey your commandments. They refused to listen and failed to remember the miracles you performed among them. They became stiff-necked and in their rebellion, appointing a leader in order to return to their slavery. But you are a forgiving God, gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love. Therefore, you did not desert them, even when they cast for themselves an image of calf and said, 'This is your God who brought you up out of Egypt,' or when they committed awful blasphemies. Because of your great compassion, you did not abandon them in the wilderness. By day, the pillar of cloud did not fail to guide them on their path, nor the pillar of fire by night to shine on their way they were to take. You gave your good Holy Spirit to instruct them. You did not withhold your manna from their mouth, and you gave them water for their thirst. For 40 years you sustained them in the wilderness. They lacked nothing. Their clothes did not wear out, nor did their feet become swollen. You gave them kingdoms and nations, allotting to them even the remotest frontiers. They took over the country of Sihon, king of Heshbon, and the country of Og, king of Bashan. You made their children as numerous as the stars in the sky, and you brought them into the land that you told their parents to enter and possess. Their children went in and took possession of the land you subdued before the Canaanites, who lived in the land. You gave the Canaanites into their hands, along with their kings and the peoples of the land, to deal with them as they pleased. They captured fortified cities and fertile land. They took possessions of houses filled with all kinds of good things, wells already dug, vineyards, olive groves, and fruit trees in abundance. They ate to the full and were nourished. They revelled in your great goodness. But they were disobedient and rebelled against you. They turned their backs on your law. They killed your prophets who had warned them in order to turn them back to you. They committed awful blasphemies. So you delivered them into the hands of their enemies who oppressed them. But when they were oppressed, they cried out to you. From heaven you heard them, and in your great compassion you gave them deliverance, who rescued them from the hands of the enemy. But as soon as they were at rest, they again did what was evil in the eyes of the Lord. They abandoned you to the hand of the enemy, so that they ruled over them. And when they cried out to you again, you heard from heaven, and in your compassion you delivered them. You warned them in order to turn back, to turn them back to your law, but they became arrogant and disobeyed your commands. They sinned against your ordinance, which you said, the person who bores them will live by them. Stubbornly they turned their backs on you, became stiff-necked, and refused to listen. For many years you were patient with them. By your Holy Spirit you warned them through prophets, yet they paid no attention. So you gave them into the hands of the neighboring people. But in your great mercy, you did not put an end to them or abandon them, for you are a merciful and gracious Lord. Therefore, our God, the great God, mighty and awesome, who keeps his covenant of love, do not let all these hardships seem trifling in your eyes, the hardship that has come on us, on our kings and leaders, on our priests and our prophets, on our ancestors and all your people, from the days of the kings of Assyria until today. All that happened to us, you have remained righteous. You have acted faithfully while we acted wickedly. Our kings, our leaders, our priests, and all our ancestors did not follow your law. They did not pay attention to your commands or the statutes that you want them to keep. Even while they were in their kingdom and showing your great goodness to them in the spacious and fertile land you gave them, they did not serve you or turn from their evil ways. But see, we are slaves today, slaves in the land you gave our ancestors, so that they could eat its fruits and other good things it produces. Because of our sins, its abundant harvest goes to the kings you have placed over us. They rule over our bodies and our cattle as they pleased. We are in great distress. In view of all this, we are making a binding agreement, putting it in writing, and our leaders, our Levites, and our priests are fixing their seals to it. And this is where our wonder chapter for today ends. It's a really relatively long wonder chapter, but the first thing that I wanted us to pick comes from verse 1. On the 24th day of the same month, the Israelites gathered together, fasting and wearing sackcloth and putting dust on their heads. Amen. Long ago, when someone put on sackcloth and put ash or dust on their head, it's a sign of being remorseful. Amen. It's a sign of, what English word can I say? Being sorry, feeling sorry. So many times we, as Christians, we sin, we indulge in sin, but we are never remorseful for our actions. Amen. We never feel moved. We have gotten so comfortable living in the life of sin that some things don't move us. And slowly by slowly, you find us normalizing some practices that are either sinful or evil before the eyes of the Lord. Amen. And the Bible is telling us today that we ought to remember to be remorseful for the sins that we have committed. I'm not saying that they should take you. I'm not saying that you should start feeling depressed. I'm not saying that you should start feeling sad. But if you find yourself not being moved by the sins that you commit, if you find yourself so comfortable in your life of sin, then my brother and sister, put a question mark and start your life and get yourself on your knees and ask for deliverance from the Lord. Because when you go to verse 6, it tells us, you alone, O Lord, you made the heavens, even the highest heavens, and all the starry hosts that on the earth, and all that is on it. You made the seas and all that is in them. You give life to everything, and the multitudes of heaven worship you. Amen. That just tries to bring in context how big our Lord is. Amen. I don't know if you ever think about that. That sometimes we take so many things for granted, especially worshiping the Lord. But the Bible tells us that there are multitudes and multitudes of people in heaven who are worshiping the Lord. And by the way, your praise does not add or remove anything to the Lord. But it makes him so happy when he sees that his children are following his track. Amen. It makes him so happy when he sees that you are living the life that he wants you to live. So many times God has so many beautiful plans for us, but either we are so impatient or we do not persevere enough. Amen. We can see that Israelites moved for 40 years in the desert. 40 years in the desert. Imagine walking for 40 years. Some of you couldn't even have walked for 2 years. You would have given up and said, but I'm not reaching. But because the Lord had something planned for them, because the Lord knew where he was putting them, just look at what they achieved at the end. When you go to verse 8, a very beautiful verse says, you have found his heart faithful to you, and you have made a covenant with him to give his descendants the land of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Jebusites, and Girgashites. You have kept your promise because you are righteous. Amen. We serve a righteous Lord. We serve a Lord that when he says A, it's going to be A. He fulfills his promise. Amen. So many times we as Christians, we want the Lord to keep on fulfilling his promise to us, yet we have never fulfilled. And I'm not saying that's how the Lord works, but I want us to stop the habit of toxic relationships with the Lord. Amen. One-sided relationships. No one wants a one-sided relationship. Even now, if you find someone in a one-sided relationship, that ever quarreling, saying ABC, how toxic it is, yet we are doing the same thing to the Lord, how much are we breaking the Lord's heart? Have you ever thought about it? And in verse 15, he says, in their hunger, you gave them bread from heaven, and in their thirst, you brought the water from the rock. You told them to go in and take possession of the land you had sworn and uplifted your hand to give them. Are you hungry? Are you thirsty? The Bible today is telling us very well that all those who are hungry or thirsty, what should they do? They ought to call to the Lord, run to the Lord, and he will fill you. He will give you bread and he will give you water. I know some of you will be like, but we already have water here. It may not be physical bread and water. Sometimes it can be spiritual. Sometimes we have those things that are burning us, that you know, that you have gone from person A to person Z, but you have not even found an answer yet. Take it to the Lord. Sometimes the problem that you are suffering, that you cannot come out and tell someone, open up to the Lord. Sometimes the Lord will even show you someone that you can talk to. And you never know, they may help you. When you go to verse 17, 17 says, they refused to listen and failed to remember the miracles he performed among them. They became stiff-necked and in their rebellion appointed a leader in order to return to slavery. But you are forgiving God, gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abiding in love. Therefore, you do not desert them. And I think this is not like a daily song we Christians do. We always forget what the Lord has done for us. Amen. When we need the Lord so much, we are literally knocking at his door 24/7, 7 days a week. But the moment that he grants us that, we start deviating. We start forgetting about him. We become stiff-necked. Amen? Stiff neck is you refuse to listen. You want to focus on where you want to go. But the Bible is telling us that despite of all this, we serve a forgiving God who is gracious and compassionate. Amen. He is slow to anger. That even when the Israelites did all this, he did not desert them. So why do you think the Lord is going to start with you? No. He won't desert you. Amen. And so many times we think that we are the greatest sinners, that we cannot be forgiven. But the Bible is telling us, the Bible is calling me and you, come back, let the Lord forgive you. Come back, let the Lord forgive you. And indeed, he will forgive you. When you go on to verse 19, it keeps on re-echoing us the same message. Because of your great compassion, you did not abandon them by the wilderness. By day, the pillar of cloud did not fail to guide them on their path, nor the pillar of fire by night to shine on the way that they were going to take. Amen. That's just how compassionate the Lord is. That even after the Israelites were doing all this, after they were sinning left and right, amen, the Lord was still there for them. He still guided them. That in verse 27, so he delivered them into the hands of their enemies who oppressed them. But when they were oppressed, they cried out to you. From heaven you heard them, and in your great compassion, you gave them deliverers who rescued them from the hands of their enemies. Amen. I've always told you that there's always a price to disobedience. And even when the Israelites were serving their punishment, amen, when they cried out to the Lord could not hesitate and say, no, these are my children. And he went back and delivered them. And what happened? 28 tells us, but as soon as they were at rest, they again did what was evil in your sight. Then you abandoned them to the hand of the enemies so that they were ruled over them. And when they cried out to you again, you heard from heaven, and in your compassion, you delivered them time after time. The key phrase is time after time. Amen. I think this is a very perfect story that aligns with our Christian lifestyle. We sin, come as of forgiveness, sin, come as of forgiveness, sin. It becomes a repetitive circle. But you do not know the time, the hour that you are going. Do not get so comfortable that because the Lord is a forgiving Lord, he will always forgive you. Yes, he will always forgive you. But why put the Lord through all this? When you go to verse 30, for many years you are with them, patient with them. By your spirit, you won them through your prophets. Yet they paid no attention. So you gave them into the hands of the neighboring people. The Lord wants to talk to you and me. The Lord wants to warn us. The Lord is telling us something. But most times we are too busy to listen. But most times we do not want to listen. And the Bible tells us that the Lord is a very patient person. That he will continue knocking into your door. He will continue warning you. But he can't force you. Amen. He can't force you. I'm going to go to 31. But in your great mercy, you need to put an end to them or abandon them, for you are a gracious and merciful God. I just don't know how, after reading all this, just get some time and reflect and see how many times you have taken the Lord's mercy for granted. How many times you have tried to take advantage of our God being merciful and gracious. It's always not good. 33 tells us, in all that has happened to us, you have remained righteous. You have acted faithfully while we have acted wickedly. Amen. Don't you feel remorse for the Lord? Don't you feel somehow? Amen. Don't you feel that you're being toxic to the Lord? Verse 27 tells us, because of our sins, its abundant harvest goes to the kings that you have placed over us. They rule over our bodies and our cattle as they please. We are in great distress. That's what I want to close with today. That sometimes the blessings are passing us. Why? It's because of our sins. Sometimes blessings are passing us. Why? Because of our sins. And the Bible tells us it's not just a blessing, it's abundant blessing, it's abundant harvest. And all this leaves us in distress. Why? Because of sin. Because of our life of sin. It's making us miss out a lot. I want you to get some time. Read Nehemiah chapter 9. What do you get? What message do you understand? Feel free to write to us, dailygracewithalan@yahoo.com. Or send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter @dailygracewithalan. We would love to hear from you. Remember, the Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. Almighty loving God, thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for the gift of provision. Thank you for always being there for us, Father. We have gone wrong, we have offended you in our thoughts, in our actions, and what you have done and what you have failed to do. May you please forgive us. May you continue protecting us and guiding us and be there for us, Father, in everything that we do. We pray all this, believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.